are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back from our music takeover. It is that time to be basically, you know, getting straight into our lesson study, lesson 11, mission to mission to unreached part two. Apologies for that. For a second there, my brain kind of just stopped working. I'm not sure. I don't know if I want to take any responsibility for that whatsoever. Nevertheless, we're going to be joined by Pastor Kanga on the line to discuss this lesson study for today. Thank you so much for staying tuned to AWR, powered by SID Media. This is Mid-Morning Empowerment, as I've stated before, and the time has just gone 23 minutes, rather, to the hour, 11 o'clock. And right now on the line, we are joined by our pastor. How are you doing today, Pastor?
Hi, thank you. How are you doing?
Hello, Pastor.
Hello.
Oh, yes, I can hear you.
Are you getting me?
I can, certainly. How are you today?
Great. I'm fine. How are you?
I am great. You know, I'm just getting ready to get straight into our lesson study for today. Essentially looking at yesterday, Tuesday, in Tyre and Sudan, and basically send her away is what we're talking about today. If you can take us through the mission to the unreached.
Okay. Thank you so much. Let's just pray as we start. Our Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for yet again this opportunity to sit at your feet and learn of your word. I pray, dear Father, that may you talk to each one of us according to your will. Thank you for giving us the privilege of ministering, being missionaries in this world. I pray, dear Father, that may you use us to your own glory and help us to be the light to the world. This is our humble request in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen.
Thank you so much. So we are looking at...
In Tyre and Sidon.
Yes. Okay, so from where we left here on Monday, we looked at the importance of doing mission even in the cities because God has people in those places. Now, today, I just want us to consider the book of Matthew chapter 15. The Bible has something to tell us about Jesus Christ and this woman who was a Gentile and how Jesus Christ had to minister to this woman and the reaction that was there from the disciples because by then the disciples didn't understand fully the mission of God that Jesus came to seek each and everyone, regardless of the tribe, regardless of the race, ethnic group. He came for everyone. So now they didn't understand that. So now we are finding this story where this woman has a daughter who was demon-possessed, and she comes to Jesus Christ. In the book of Matthew, you find that Matthew writes the book of Matthew with the view of writing to Jews, Jewish nation or the Jewish audience. And then Mark, he writes with the Gentile audience in his mind. So now what we see here is Jesus is attending to this woman who is a Gentile, who by according to the law of the Jewish people in those days, they were not supposed to interact with the Gentiles. They thought to say the blessings of salvation were just limited to the Jewish people. And they didn't want anyone else to be blessed by God. I see some selfishness in this. And I think somehow we are continuing with this same thing where we feel that salvation is only for certain people or a certain group of people and not each and every person. But here Jesus breaks that kind of teaching. He removes it away from the mindset of the disciples, where he actually attended to this woman who was considered to be unworthy or who was considered to be unclean. More like she was considered to be like a dog. So now Jesus demonstrates to the disciples that even if someone is not a Jew by nature or by birth, they too can be able to experience salvation. They too can be able to be blessed by God. And he demonstrates that. So that is what we are finding here in the story of this woman, which was happening in Tyre and Sidon. Yes. Continuing this same story, you will find that we are taught to say Jesus Christ had to treat this woman the same way he treated the Jews, meaning there was no partiality. So with him, because he is the creator, Jesus is a creator, and his mission is to save each and everyone, because he does not take pleasure in the death of a wicked person. So him, he knew and understood to say the disciples were not aware of the mission. So he had to demonstrate it to them. And it was a strange thing for them because they wanted to treat that woman as an outcast, as someone who is not worthy of salvation and worthy of help. So Jesus, who is compassion, Jesus with mercy and grace, he actually heals the daughter of this woman. And because of her faith, we even see to say that woman, that Gentile, had even faith in Jesus Christ. Mark says when she heard about Jesus Christ, she actually went to him. So she had to put faith, even if she was a Gentile, she had put faith in Jesus Christ. This is something that is interesting because we find that there were even some Jews who were Jews, but they didn't have faith in Jesus Christ. Here is a Gentile who was not a Jew, but she demonstrated faith in Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ had to honor her faith and make her wish granted. So what we are seeing here is Jesus has demonstrated to the disciples then and even to the disciples now that the mission or the gospel has to be given to each and everyone, regardless of their background, regardless of their nationality, regardless of their race, regardless of their status, whether they are rich or poor. The mission, the gospel has to be preached to each and everyone. So that's what we see here in the story of this woman. Yeah, I've just read.
I think it's quite interesting that a lot of the times, like, some of these lessons start to feel like they're repetitive, but essentially we sort of forget the basics of what it's all about giving the good news to the everyday man, just because they're not the same as you or were raised in the same church, those are the exact people we are meant to be reaching out to. But it's almost like we've become like gatekeepers of like the good news, or, you know, just wanting to get to keep it all to ourselves. But
sure.
Either way, thank you so much for giving us that summary on today's lesson. And I look forward to having this conversation finalized, I think, on Thursday with one another. Then we will take it from there.
Sure.
Thank you very much, Pastor. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day as well.
And that was our lovely Pastor Keegan joining us on the line. Apologies, Pastor Keegan. Joining us on the line just to discuss the Tyre and Sidon, Sidon, and send her away, basically looking at, you know, how we have so many women in the Bible, you know, who may not have been seen as Israelites or chosen by the Lord, but were specifically put in place to help God's people. So if you are feeling lost or, you know, just in the wind, remember that this is okay, because whether you are born Adventist, not Adventist, whatever the case may be, as long as you find that relationship with God and find your way into making the world a better place, and for those not just in your family or your immediate surroundings, but for everyone that comes across you, then you have fulfilled the unreachable mission, you know, yourself. Right now we're going to take a short interval. When we come back, we're going to be looking at our daily focus. We're going to be looking at balancing faith and medicine, and we're going to be joined by Pastor Watson during that conversation. Stay tuned for that. We're going to be looking at balancing faith and medicine. Do not go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520, or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.